Intervju Radija Študent. Revolucija v Egiptu je na videz dosegla svoj cilj. Mubarak je odstavljen, uspešen upor pa odmeva širom arabskega sveta. Večji del Egipta proslavlja prvi teden svobode izpod Mubarakovega škornja. Po odstopu predsednika s 30-letnim stažem je za prehod v bolj demokratičen Egipt odgovoren vojaški svet, ki ga vodi dolgoletni obramni minister in tesni Mubarakov sodelavec Mohamed Tantawi. Vojaški svet, ki je že razpustil parlament in ukinil ustavo, trdi, da bo v roku nekaj mesecev razpisal demokratične in svobodne volitve. Protestniki proslavljajo spremembe, ki se obetajo, kritiki pa opozarjajo, da v bistvu ni še nič storjenega in da morda vojaški svet v spremembe hiti ravno zato, da bo lahko čim več starega sistema ostalo nedotaknjenega. Paranoični Zahod opozarja na grožnjo islamizacije Egipta. V zraku pa so tudi morebitne in edine res smiselne spremembe v državi, torej spremembe ekonomskih razmerij. O vzdušju v državi, pričakovanju od prihodnosti in ostalih aktualnih temah smo govorili z Mohamedom Shenawijem, egiptovskim stripovskim avtorjem, enim izmed ustanoviteljev in urednikov stripovske revije Tok Tok in aktivnim demonstrantom.
Mr. Shenawi, can you tell us what is the general atmosphere now in Egypt, a week after Mubarak has stopped being president?
Yes, a lot of people are of course happy with this result, and the streets are a little bit calmer than before, of course. And now I think people think more about the government and the prime minister, and now the decision that the state will take, you know. And I think this is the big question now is what is going to happen after the revolution. I mean, after the resigning of Mubarak.
There was a lot of talk of Mubarak being the president of a repressive regime. Can we say that the Mubarak's regime has collapsed now that Mubarak himself is no longer president?
I think that there's a lot of his regime, a lot of people from his regime, and now they are the cover was taken over them now, and the a lot of people and newspapers are talking about their corruption and you know the wrong things that they made during the regime of Mubarak. So I think there still be a little bit of them still in their positions, but now people are more awareness, you know. And they want to pursue them, and some of them will be in front of a judge.
Some ministers already are under investigation, and some of Mubarak's assets abroad are being frozen. Is this enough for the people of Egypt?
I think some of them, yes, people also are happy for having the judge of some of these ministers, but there is still a bit of these people are still in their positions. So they are working now about, you know, taking the corruption off all from Egypt, I mean from the government. And of course it's going very slowly, and because of the army also is not very, you know, not very sharp about this. So I think it's taking advantage, but very slow.
Army now is leading the transition to a new, hopefully democratic political system in Egypt. But does it bother you that it is the army who is in charge of the transition, since army is basically made of Mubarak's people?
It doesn't bother me as long as because during the revolution, the army showed them the solidarity with the people. And they were very sensitive about Mubarak being very stubborn about, you know, like he was him in front of the people. So I think the army now gained the confidence from the people. It doesn't bother us or me until now, but I think if the democracy and the constitution wouldn't change and during the next months, I think people will start to fight against the army. Not fight, I mean they would start to complain again.
If we just stay on this topic of the revolution and the protests just for a couple of minutes more, Europe didn't stand firmly on the side of the protesters in Egypt while the revolution was going on, and European leaders didn't strongly advise Mubarak to step down from power. How did the Egyptians feel about that?
I think a lot of Egyptians were surprised that the states, for example, and Europe were standing like only like watching, you know. But I think also that we talk it like it's a very internal problem, you know, and it's a very internal affair. So I don't think that people expected in general expected, of course, that the states will take a move. But after the speech of Mubarak and that he doesn't want any external demands from any countries, so I think the people really depended on themselves to change this decision, you know, and they did not expect a lot from the European Union or from the states.
So now in Egypt, once the revolution has ended, you're in a phase of transition from one political system to the other, but there are a lot of strikes going on in Egypt right now with workers demanding better salaries and working conditions. Is the people of Egypt now, after Mubarak is no longer president, going to demand another thing, not just a political change, but also meaningful economic change in the country? Is that a new demand?
Yes, I guess now that people are more aware about the, you know, the right of striking and the right of demanding those demands. And now in a lot of syndicates and in a lot of, you know, ministries, the people are already made a lot of strikes and they were not going to work. And actually the banks until now is closed because of a lot of people in the banks, they refuse to work and they get really, equality in the world between the bosses and the employees. So I think that the revolution gave a lesson for people to demand really for their own rights. And I think this is the good thing, that everyone really, everyone demands his rights. So all the things will get really better.
On one hand, you had this rich elite, political and army elite in Egypt. On the other hand, we have a lot of people being very poor in Egypt. What should the next steps of the country, in your opinion, be to eliminate this vast poverty in Egypt and to make society a bit more equal?
I think that because in the last 5 years or 6 years, for example, there was a lot of investments in Egypt and a lot of things that were really building, and the consumption really got raised a lot in the last few years. But the poor people were not involved in this at all. I mean, they were not really working in these new investments or anything. So what we need now is all the investments or the developing that are going in Egypt, they have to get all people involved in this project. So people, when you work on something, you really feel that it's really yours. It belongs to you. So and that makes equal, you know, makes equality in the society.
There was a lot of talk about just how oppressive Mubarak's regime was over these past 30 years. And the protests against the government came out of the blue, very sudden. It surprised the whole world. What can you tell us about the preparations for the protests? I mean, in the mind of the people. How long did it take? How did that come about?
I think people were really charged or backed from the accident of murder of a young man on the hands of police, secret policemen. And there was a group on Facebook that they called themselves the this young man was called Khaled Said, and the people this group was called We Are All Khaled Said. And on this group, there was a lot of people, and of course, all of them are young people. And they, on the 21st January, it was actually the festival of the police. So they wanted to protest in their festival, you know, like against them, because of the murder of this young guy, Khaled Said. And I think that the, this project. Grew up in very small time, very tiny time, and there was like thousands of young people were ready to go on this protesting and in this manifestation. It grew up in very like in small like 2 months or something before, and the week before this event, before the 25th of January. There was a lot of people, really like thousands, like 100,000 young people were already prepared to go on 20th January in the street and protest.
But were these kind of protests, were they going on in the past also, or was this the first time?
No, of course, there was a lot of protests before, but people were always afraid of the police and the national security. Because they always you know like beat the protesters and they shoot tear gas, but in this one in this time in the 21st of January the idea was there was like thousands of people. So when you feel that there's a lot of people are behind you, you really get very courage, and you don't feel afraid anymore.
Why do you think that these last protests were so so numerous, that so many people, young people, wanted to protest? Why now and not a couple of years ago?
I don't know exactly, but I think that people were already very angry. And when the protests started, a lot of young people noticed that there's really a lot of young people in the street. So that encouraged them to go on the street also, you know. And the protests were in the main cities like Cairo and Alexandria, and was in every quartier, you know. Like it was in not only in downtown. I mean, it was in different places. So it was really diffused, but you know, in small streets and in big squares and everything. So people noticed that there's a lot of young people in the street, so they felt it's safe, and they felt that they have to participate.
So young people basically began this process of change, but during the revolution, every segment of society was basically, from workers to old people to younger people, they were all for the change of the system. So this discontent was pretty big. All the time in Egypt.
Yes, it's a fact, and I can say yes that it started by young people, but a lot of people then, when they felt that there's like millions in the street, they felt that they have to take an action. So there was all the categories of society were participating in this protest.
There were some clashes between the protesters, anti-government protesters, and the people who declared themselves as people who support Mubarak. Now that Mubarak is gone,
yes.
Are there still supporters of Mubarak among the people of Egypt?
I can't say there's people that I can't say that they are supporters of Mubarak anymore, but there's also now a call to forgive Mubarak and to you know, to take in account his achievements in Egypt and during the war and the year of 73 and everything. But I think they are minor also. And now people are more worried about the government and the changing of the constitution.
Another thing that is being discussed in world media is the possible Islamization of Egypt with the Muslim Brotherhood in the process of transition. How do the Egyptians feel about the religion? Should it be a major part in the political life, or should it be just a religious matter?
Yeah, I think and during the revolution, the Muslim Brotherhood were participating as only individuals. And also the government asked them to have a meeting with them to start talking about the change and everything, and they refused at the first, and then they joined this conversation with the government, and they ended up actually with nothing. But now with the during the changing of the constitution, there's a lot of demands of keep Egypt depending on the Islamic rules, not having like a civil country. I don't know the word for this. I think it's depending on only laws, but they want to keep it depending on Islamic rules. And now there's a lot of debate between people, and it's not only about the Muslim Brotherhood, it's because Egyptians are already, even if they are not belong to the Muslim Brotherhood, most of the people are religious, and even if they are not very fanatic, but you can't tell them that they have to get rid of Islam in the law and only depend on the laws made by men,
So there is a chance that religion will play an important role in the new system.
It will not play a role again, but more than it is now. But people, they would not accept to take the religion aside and only continue with the law only. You just have to. The demand of people that they have to say that it's an Islamic a law that depends on Islam. But on the other hand, you will continue using the usual constitution, the usual laws. But the whole umbrella has to be Islamic. That's the demand of people. And I don't know if people would accept a civil country. Actually, personally, I would like to go to a secular country, and of course, keeping the religions. Because it's not only Islamic people here in Egypt. We have also Copts and Catholics and a lot of minor religions. So I think it's the secular country would be the best solution. That's from my own opinion.
Z Mohamedom Shenavijem, egiptovskim stripovskim avtorjem, enim izmed ustanoviteljev in urednikov stripovske revije Tok Tok in aktivnim demonstrantom, se je pogovarjal Boris. Intervju Radija Študent.